Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Enormous Room by E.E. Cummings. Narrated by Luis Moreno. Introduction. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. He was lost by the Norton Harges Ambulance Corps. He was officially dead as a result of official misinformation. He was entombed by the French government. It took the better part of 3 months to find him and bring him back to life, with the help of powerful and willing friends on both sides of the Atlantic. The following documents tell the story. 104 Irving Street, Cambridge, December 8, 1917. President Woodrow Wilson, White House, Washington, D.C. Mr. President, it seems criminal to ask for a single moment of your time, but I am strongly advised that it would be more criminal to delay any longer calling to your attention a crime against American citizenship in which the French government has persisted for many weeks, in spite of constant appeals made to the American minister at Paris, and in spite of subsequent action taken by the State Department at Washington on the initiative of my friend, Honorable Name Redacted. The victims are two American ambulance drivers, Edward Eslin Cummings of Cambridge, Mass., and W.S.B. More than 2 months ago, these young men were arrested, subjected to many indignities, dragged across France like criminals, and closely confined in a concentration camp at La Ferté-Macé, where, according to latest advices, they still remain, awaiting the final action of the Minister of the Interior upon the findings of a commission which passed upon their cases as long ago as October 7th. Against Cummings, both private and official advices from Paris state that there is no charge whatever. He has been subjected to this outrageous treatment solely because of his intimate friendship with young B., whose sole crime is, so far as can be learned, that certain letters to friends in America were misinterpreted by an overzealous French censor. It only adds to the indignity and irony of the situation to say that young Cummings is an enthusiastic lover of France, and so loyal to the friends he has made among the French soldiers that even while suffering in health from his unjust confinement, he excuses the ingratitude of the country he has risked his life to serve by calling a
sample complete. Ready to continue?